Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out today. We're a wrestling podcast based out of Virginia, part of a couple of radio stations, FM 99 and 106.9 to Fox, a couple of rock stations. And we appreciate you checking us out, however you're doing it, on the podcast app, Spotify, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Again, we're part of a couple of radio stations. You can find us under the media tab at fm99.com or 106.9fox.com or just search ESPR Wrestling. We'll pop up. You'll find links for us. Facebook and Twitter, ESPR 99. Short episode today. I'm getting hyped for WrestleMania. It's next week. This is crazy. And the build on Raw that happened this past Monday was phenomenal. That's not an AJ Styles pun right there. We'll talk about that as well. And what happened on SmackDown before that. We'll just call this your WrestleMania like hype show. Because it's definitely WrestleMania season. Absolutely. By the way, I want to mention a couple of big things here that's happening on the show. If you're checking us out, our next episode, we're going to be talking to Becky Lynch. Yes, the man Becky Lynch is going to be on the show. How cool is that? That's not all. Then the movie, The Iron Claw, you know, which came out late last year. Yeah, we're doing something with that. We are going to be talking to the guy who not only wrote the movie, but also directed it as well. Yeah, Sean Durkin is going to be joining us next week as well. A huge week of guests. Also, we got another guy who has some ties to the Iron Sheik that's going to be joining us next week as we get ready for WrestleMania. It's, some big happenings on ESPR. So make sure you subscribe, get notifications. The Becky Lynch interview will happen tomorrow. Wednesday for me, March 27th. And then we'll get that up as soon as we can. I am looking forward to talking to the man. That is awesome. By the way, you know, if you want to check out other interviews we've done, Seth Rollins, her husband, was one of the first ever guests on Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, ESPR, many, many years ago when we had, it was me and a couple other guys who used to be part of this podcast. You can check out that interview. Seth was, that was before Becky. Yeah, I think how many years ago that was. But that was really cool. We've had other guests on the show. You know, Paul Heyman's been on the show. We've had Eddie Kingston on the show. Couple of times. He's fantastic. We've had Chris Jericho. We've had The Miz on the show. Mark Henry, when he joined AEW, he's been on the show. Raquel Rodriguez. We had Gunther right before he became the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. So you can go through our list. Mick Foley's been on the show. And check us out. Everybody was pretty awesome. And speaking of awesome, The Miz. Miz is a two-time guest. I think I said that already. But one of the few two-timers on the show. But, check us out. We got a long list of guests that we found on the show. Look, we've even had Dwayne Gill on Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. Oh, and Old School, Sergeant Slaughter, he's been on the show. Yeah, now I just feel like I'm name-dropping. But if you love these tapes, if you are a wrestling fan, go through our episodes. Find them. David Crockett's been on the show. Yeah, that was awesome. I had to talk NWA stuff in the 80s and everything, especially, you know, if you lived in the Carolinas or Virginia, you know, at that time or even now, just what it was like and, you know, and why, like when you bought, like, you know, they bought UWF, what happened there? If you're an Old School fan, you're going to appreciate that. All right. So today we're going to go over WrestleMania because if you haven't seen the Raw from Monday or just a glimpse of the highlights, you need to go watch the show. And I don't want to be like, it's the best show ever that they had. It was a really good show. I mean, Raw has been great as of late. And there's been some, like, small things, by the way, that you may not notice, especially with the camera work. I'll go back a week prior to that, you know, with the match that they had, you know, with DIY and the little segment with Awesome Truth with The Miz and R-Truth and the camera work and the very long continuous shot. Which has to be a record, but hey, it's the post, you know, Kevin Kelly era. Can I say Kevin Kelly? Kevin Dunn era. And, I'll post that too. And, you know, it's just the camera work's just been, you know, phenomenal. You know, and there's some things that they're working out or whatever, trying it. And, you know, hey, what's going to work, it's going to work and everything else. But, man, the long shots like that are just fantastic. And it kind of puts you, like, right there. You know, it's just little things. I noticed, and I know other people online have noticed, which was nice to see because nobody crapped on it for a change. But it was just refreshing. For a guy that's been watching wrestling, you know, since 1986, yes, I'm old. And it was just so cool to see that kind of camera work and everything. Just the behind-the-scenes stuff. You think of, like, the old MSG shows where, you know, you see Hogan coming out of the back or the Warrior or somebody. And this kind of gives you that, like, behind-the-scenes look. It just adds so much to it. And it's so cool to see that in this particular situation. But the big thing from Raw last night came in two segments. And, of course, it's Cody Rhodes and The Rock. You know, Cody, you know, which, by the way, SmackDown in it, I wasn't crazy about the segment with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. They had, like, a war of words, and it's like, hey, we're out of time. like there could have been more there. Like, I just, that was one, it was like a downer, but it wasn't like a huge up. I was in the middle of that. It's like, I wanted more. We got more to that on Raw. I'll tell you that Cody does this spiel for a while. The Rock comes out, and you know, crowd goes nuts because it wasn't announced that he was going to be there, and you know, it's a big shock. Everything else. I mean, this whole segment lasted like almost like what 16, 17 minutes or so. And The Rock comes down, and I think you know what he said was he whispered it. You know, we didn't hear, you know, what he said. But if you're reading lips, it seems like he said, like, I'm going to make you bleed. You know, and then you saw the reaction from Cody, you know, but they had a stare off for a while, and the crowd loved it. You know, this is awesome. And then they chanted CM Punk because, I mean, they are in Chicago, and he was there too, and we'll get to that. And The Rock walks away. You know, gotta love the heel Rock character right now. Hollywood Rock has just been great. What could we have gotten with The Rock and Roman? Could have been some interesting stuff and all that. And here we got like what we didn't even know we were going to get. And it's been awesome. This has been incredible. One of the best builds to a Mania main event in a long time. Now, at the end of the show, well, yeah, The Rock did make Cody bleed. Yes, blood on Raw. Yes, Cody doing the blade job, if you will. An incredible beatdown in the segments, in the belts, in the blood, and everything else. Oh, and language that had to be censored. Because The Rock said some magic words that, you know, they had to clean up on that. Oh, and other people had magic words as well. So, yeah, whatever that story was about people being mad about that, no. Obviously, they're letting this fly now. So, but the segment is fantastic. In fact, if you go to FM99.com or 1069tofox.com and you get this episode up, which obviously you're hearing, you can see all the clips from that, which were just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And Heel Rock is great. And just what happened is awesome. Another big segment on the show, and Drew McIntyre even tweeted that he had fun with this, was the, and you could see how. The segment between CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Drew McIntyre. It's another segment. You know, there's a lot of talk last night on Raw, you know what? It's all about building to WrestleMania. And look, you can go back many years, and I've been watching many of these. You know, I go back to WrestleMania 2, but you know, lots of times before the Manias, you got the packages, you got the interviews, you got highlights and everything else, because the job is to sell WrestleMania at this point. So that's what they're in. I mean, yes, there's still matches because they're working on filling the tag team matches and everything else out for the six packs challenge there for that particular match. But yeah, it's just that segment and more language and everything else was just fantastic. And we now know CM Punk's involvement for WrestleMania. And if you're wondering what he's going to be doing, well, he's going to be a guest commentator for Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins, which tells me, yes, he's getting involved. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes, you know, for WrestleMania. But that just, you know, Drew's been fantastic since the change. Seth is Seth. So you're getting consistency there. And, you know, it's worked out well. You know, who knew that, like, CM Punk's injury would do so much wonders for Drew McIntyre's career? And the fact that they're keeping Punk around throughout the injury helps as well. You know, sometimes, you know, some people stick around, like Dakota Kai. You know, had the injury, stayed on camera, so you still, like, had the character and everything. And then look what she's doing now. And look what, you know, CM Punk is getting involved with. So, obviously, he will probably be a factor at the end of that match. And I got a feeling Drew's winning that match, but we'll see on that. So, which, yeah, that's the night two matches, by the way, of course. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes on that Sunday. And, of course, the stipulation for the Seth Rollins, or I should say the Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes match, all depends on what happens in night one with the Bloodline taking on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Yeah, The Rock and Roman Reigns teaming up. Yeah, so if Roman Reigns and The Rock win, well, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. And if Cody and Seth pull it out, well, members of the Bloodline will be barred from the ringside. Yeah, they'll be barred from the ringside on night two of the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. So I get a feeling that The Rock and Reigns win that one. But we'll see. I don't know. Because it could be maybe there's some blame going on and then something else happens and I don't know. It's been crazy. Also on Raw, you had Becky Lynch punching out Dominic Mysterio. And she could throw a pretty good right. And I think we've seen this other times that she's punched somebody. And I'm trying to remember who it was. I think she learned from Jerry Lawler who. But the punch on Dominic is fantastic. Worth watching that segment as Becky and Rhea Ripley got into it. Becky Lynch, by the way, it was on the Today Show as well. Of course, she didn't be on her next episode. So she's promoting her book. But that's been fun. You got more with Gunther and Sami Zayn. Of course, they got the beginning of the championship match coming up. Then you got, of course, the Usos fighting each other, Jimmy and Jay. You got LA Knight and AJ Styles. And I've enjoyed this because it's been different because, you know, sometimes, like, there are certain characters that are doing things, you know, and they have a feud. And, like, not a lot happens. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to say a name, and you're going to be like, well, okay, Bianca Belair, fantastic in the ring. Absolutely fantastic. But sometimes, like, they don't give her anything where she can go out and do something. I mean, she had some stuff against Becky and Bayley and everything. You know, now there's been a little bit more of that now with Damage Control and everything else because obviously they're setting up for some sort of tag match or something for Mania. And maybe, you know, Jade Cargill gets involved on Friday with this. We'll see. But sometimes she didn't always have, like, the big story. Yeah, she had a feud, but not a lot was going on. LA Knight, obviously, you know, he had the Bloodline thing. You know, he didn't win the title, the revenge. But here, now we got something. Now we got some content because he was going around looking for AJ Styles. They set it up. AJ finally attacks him. Then, you know, AJ's shooting a segment at his house. LA Knight shows up. And it is a pretty fun segment with that, how they did that. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's just cool. I don't know. I'm just happy both of those guys being on Mania. And that should be a fun match in that. So and we don't know, like, a lot of these matches, like Io Sky, Bayley, what night they're going to be on. I mean, I'm assuming you know, and maybe, I don't know, Becky and Rhea open up Mania. I don't know. It's a pretty big match. And the crowd loves Rhea. They love Becky. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes with the Mania crowd. But, you know, Rhea is like the face when she's not with the Judgment Day. And then with Judgment Day, it's, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just fun seeing Dominic and his role and everything else and that. Now, the six-pack challenge. We'll find out more of the teams on Friday. You got Legado del Fantasma taking on New Catch Republic. And you got A-Town Down Under taking on the Street Profits. And that's the winner of those going into the match. Well, actually, they got one more finals after that. But, yeah, but your teams, yeah, you got DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day. And of course, the Judgment Day. And whoever wins the tournament there. So, yeah, a lot going on the tournament there for WrestleMania. Man, there's just a lot happening. There we go. That's it. All right. That's it is WrestleMania season. Just wanted to run through that. I get Becky Lynch in her next episode. That's going to be awesome. And then Sean Durkin, the writer director of The Iron Claw, you know, the movie about the Von Erichs. So a lot happening there. That's coming up next couple of days. And then WrestleMania next week. Holy cow. Yes. All right. There you go. That is what's happening. And again, some big episodes coming up next couple of weeks. ESPR Wrestling, search that, Google that. You'll find us anywhere. Again, Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99 on the web at 1069fox.com, FM99.com under the media tab. And thanks for checking us out. And man, looking forward to what's coming up. My name is Dave Taylor. And as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.